Inmates at correctional institutions across the country are producing face masks and other protective equipment to combat the coronavirus pandemic. There's a PPE production program at a county jail in western Massachusetts. York Street Industries, the corrections industry of the Hampden County Sheriff's Department, has produced more than 67,000 face masks, hundreds of face shields, and recently began to make medical gowns. Located inside the Hampden County House of Corrections in Ludlow, the vocational training program already had sewing machines for fabricating uniforms and stitching upholstery, so the shift to PPE production just made sense, said Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi.
That idea came very early with COVID when everyone started to reach out and try to start to get a stockpile of masks. And within, I think, 4 days, not even a week, you couldn't get any. Well, then you have to become self-sufficient. And one thing I always said about a facility like ours, we are self-sufficient. We have to be. We're a city behind the fences. We got to learn to take care of ourselves. And the offenders stepping up and wanting to be part of the solution, to me, was just moving.
At first, the face masks were used in-house for inmates and given to their family members. Masks have now been donated to every sheriff's department in Massachusetts, to local first responders, medical agencies, and other essential businesses. The masks have the durability to be washed and reused. The gowns that are being produced are being sold to hospitals. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal toured the program Wednesday and addressed some of the inmates.
It's about humanity, and the role that you're playing here is really, really important. We're all appreciative of it. The staff here is terrific.
The Springfield Democrat, who chairs the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, later called the initiative inspiring.
There are many dimensions to American life, and a second chance is part of it. And I think that what they've done is that they've embraced that great sense of optimism, that if you use your time here correctly, you can gain reentry with a skill set.
Amid the current outcry nationally for policing reforms, prison labor has become a hot-button issue. An online petition calling for an end to forced prison labor has garnered hundreds of thousands of signatures. Critics of prison work programs say inmates are being exploited in what amounts to little more than slave labor. Cochi said such criticism misses the mark when it comes to the work programs at the Ludlow Jail.
And when we have these programs in prison industries that allow people to work and gain a skill, that's not slave labor. That's giving somebody the powerful tool of self-promotion. And that's how we look at it. And anyone who thinks differently, they just need to, before they develop their opinion, come in and see it and talk to the men and women who are doing the work.
Officials at the jail stress the work program gives inmates who volunteer an opportunity to learn skills that can help them land a job after they're released. In addition to sewing fabrics, there is woodworking, welding, and a print shop. The industry's program has 49 current participants, with 72 on a waiting list, according to a jail spokesman. The inmates are paid a stipend of 50 cents to $1 per hour. Officials said sales bring in about $2.5 million annually, and that money is all put back into the program. Reporting from Ludlow, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.